Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 28, and we're dealing with the book of Daniel. The objectives for this particular lesson are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Daniel, identify to whom the book of Daniel was written, state the purpose for the book of Daniel, write the key verse of the book of Daniel from memory, state the life and ministry principle for the book of Daniel. And as an introduction, the author was, of course, Daniel, and to whom? The Jewish captives. The purpose was to show how God rules the affairs of men, and your key verse is going to be found in chapter 12, verse 3. The life and ministry principle are that God is sovereign and he honors those who honor him. And our main character is Daniel. For the outline in Roman numeral number 1, we have the introductory background, the reasons for Daniel's prosperity, chapter 1, verse 1. Roman numeral number 2, we have visions and events under Nebuchadnezzar, chapter 2, verse 1. Point A, the image and the interpretation, chapter 2, verse 1. And the four kingdoms of the world empire, starting at 1, which is Babylonian, which is 606 BC, 2, Medo-Persian, that's 538 BC, 3, Grecian, 330 BC, and 4, Roman, 63 BC. Then B, we have the fiery furnace, that's chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And then point one, we have the king's command, chapter 3, verse 1. Point number two, the stand of God's men, chapter 3, verse 8. And three, the judgment deliverance, chapter 3, verse 24. Then we have C, we have Nebuchadnezzar's tree vision and its meaning, chapter 4, verse 1. Number one, the dream, 4, verse 1. Two, the interpretation, chapter 4, verse 19. And three, the fulfillment, chapter 4, verse 28. In point number D, we have Belshazzar's feast. That's chapter 5, verse 1. Point number 1, we have the feast, chapter 5, verse 1. Point number 2, the judgment, chapter 5, verse 5. 3, the search for interpreter, chapter 5, verse 10. 4, the interpretation, chapter 5, verse 17. 5, the fulfillment, chapter 5, verse 30. Then we have Roman numeral number E, or point number E, sorry, Daniel's deliverance from the lion's den. That's 6 verse 1. Point number 1, the evil plan. That's 6 verse 1. 2, Daniel's response. 6 verse 10. And deliverance from the lion's den, which is chapter 6 verse 21. Now we have Roman numeral number 3. So these are the visions under Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. And that starts in chapter 7 verse 1. We have the four beasts and the interpretation, which is point A, and that starts in chapter 7, verse 1. Point number 1, they arise from the great sea, chapter 7, verse 1. Point A, beast like a lion, Babylon, which represents Babylon, that's 7, verse 4. B, a beast like a bear, which represents Medo-Persia, that's chapter 7, verse 5. C, we have a beast that's like a leopard, which represents Greece, that's chapter 7, verse 6. In D, we have the beast like a monster, and that's representative of Rome, chapter 7, verse 7. Then, number 2, we have the little horn, which represents the Antichrist, that's chapter 7, verse 8. Then we have 3, the kingdom of God, chapter 7, verse 9. And then we have 4, the interpretation, chapter 7, verse 15. Then point number B, we have the ram and the goat interpretation. That's chapter 8, verse 1. And then point number 1, we have the introduction, chapter 8, verse 1. Number 2, the vision, chapter 8, verse 3. And then point A, the ram is Medo-Persia, chapter 8, verse 3. And B, the goat is Greece, chapter 8, verse 5. Then point number 3, we have revelations concerning and Antiochus Epiphanes and the Antichrist. That's chapter 8, 15 through 27. Then point C, we have the 70 weeks. It's chapter 9, verse 1. Point number 1 is the introduction. It's chapter 9, verse 1. Number 2 is the prayer. Chapter 9, verse 3. And number 3 are the 70 weeks, and that's chapter 9, verse 20. Then point number D, we have preparation for the final revelation. That's chapter 10, verse 1. Then point number 1, we have the introduction, chapter 10, verse 1. Point number 2, the man clothed in linen, chapter 10, verse 4. Point number 3, Daniel's response, chapter 10, verse 10. 4, the conflict of Gabriel and the prince of Persia, chapter 10. And then 5, the reason for the angel's coming, chapter 10, verse 14. Then we have point number A, the vision of the events from Darius to the end of time. That starts at chapter 11, verse 1. Point number 1 is the revelation of events to come, 11, verse 1. 2, the command to seal the book, chapter 12, verse 4. And number 3, the final conversation with the messenger, and that's found in chapter 12, verse 5. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-tests, and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.